Catastrophes to Come. Poet Robert Frost asked the question whether the Earth will end in fire or ice. Using the laws of physics, we can reasonably predict how the world will end in the event of a natural catastrophe. On a scale of millennia, one danger to human civilization is the emergence of a new ice age. The last ice age ended 10,000 years ago. When the next one arrives 10,000 to 20,000 years from now, most of North America may be covered in half a mile of ice. Human civilization has flourished within the recent tiny interglacial period, when the Earth has been unusually warm, but such a cycle cannot last forever. Over the course of millions of years, large meteors or comets colliding with Earth could have a devastating impact. The last big celestial impact took place 65 million years ago, when an object about 6 miles across slammed into the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, creating a crater about 180 miles in diameter, wiping out the dinosaurs that up until then were the dominant life form on Earth. Another cosmic collision is likely on that timescale. Billions of years from now, the sun will gradually expand and consume the Earth. In fact, we estimate that the sun will heat up by approximately 10% over the next billion years, scorching the Earth. It will completely consume the Earth in 5 billion years, when our sun mutates into a gigantic red star. The Earth will actually be inside the atmosphere of the sun. Tens of billions of years from now, both the sun and the Milky Way galaxy will die. As our sun eventually exhausts its hydrogen-helium fuel, it will shrink into a tiny white dwarf star and gradually cool off until it becomes a hulk of black nuclear waste drifting in the vacuum of space. The Milky Way galaxy will eventually collide with the neighboring Andromeda galaxy, which is much larger than our galaxy. The Milky Way's spiral arms will be torn apart, and our sun could well be flung into deep space. The black holes at the centers of the two galaxies will perform a death dance before ultimately colliding and merging. Given that humanity must one day flee the solar system to the nearby stars to survive or perish, the question is, how will we get there? The nearest star system, Alpha Centauri, is over 4 light-years away. Conventional chemical propulsion rockets, the workhorses of the current space program, barely reach 40,000 miles per hour. At that speed, it would take 70,000 years just to visit the nearest star. Analyzing the space program today, there is an enormous gap between our pitiful present-day capabilities and the requirements for a true starship that could enable us to begin to explore the universe. Since exploring the moon in the early 1970s, our manned space program has sent astronauts into orbit only about 300 miles above the Earth, in the Space Shuttle and International Space Station. By 2010, however, NASA plans to phase out the Space Shuttle to make way for the Orion spacecraft, which will eventually take astronauts back to the moon by the year 2020, after a 50-year hiatus. The plan is to establish a permanent manned moon base. A manned mission may be launched to Mars after that. Obviously, a new kind of rocket design must be found if we are ever to reach the stars. Either we must radically increase the thrust of our rockets, or we need to increase the time over which our rockets operate. A large chemical rocket, for example, may have the thrust of several million pounds, but it burns for only a few minutes. By contrast, other rocket designs, such as the ion engine, described in the following paragraphs, may have a feeble thrust but can operate for years in outer space. When it comes to rocketry, the tortoise wins over the hare.